My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mitch, please. All right, guys, the White Sox losing streak ended last night, 21 in a row out in Oakland. And on the White Sox postgame show, Chuck Garfine and Frank Thomas tried to call in Ozzie Guillen to celebrate, and this entire exchange went on the air. Here's a listen, courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago.
Frank, I'm looking at my phone here, and someone is calling me. He's called me twice.
Someone missed the streak breaker.
Yes.
Oswaldo Guillen.
Ozzie Guillen is calling me right now. Does he know that I'm on television? Is he watching, or does he want to come on the show? That's what I want to know right now.
I'm sure he probably want to say something. It's been a long 21 games.
I know. He's like, I missed out.
And he was here for 20 of them, right? Or 19.
He wants in.
Oswaldo.
I'm going to call him back. Like, Ozzie, what are you doing? Should we do this while I'm on, like, live on television?
Sometimes, you know.
All right, let's see if he'll pick up. I don't know if he's going to pick up or not. I will tell him he's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that he calls me, and now I'm calling him back. And
he's not answering.
Not even answering this.
He's watching us right now. Ozzie, pick up.
Ozzie, pick up the phone. Come on, Ozzie. Why would he do that? All right. Well.
He didn't pick up.
He's not picking up. Some great TV you're giving us here, Ozzie.
Yes. Call Schriffen.
Come on.
Should have called Schriffen. NBC Chicago.
They dropped the phone.
Audio courtesy of.
The clacking of the phone at the end is my favorite part of the entire clip.
I mean, I'm sitting here. I don't know. Kenny, you've gotten calls.
That's such an old man thing to do.
Sarah, I have Sarah's maiden name in my phone.
Of course you do.
Sarah, 7:25 a.m. Do you know what we were doing at 7:25 a.m.?
I want to know what that is.
We were doing a segment on the radio when my wife called me. She doesn't know. I don't even know if my wife knows what I do sometimes.
No. Oh, wait, does she want you to... Well, Liz will call me, and I won't answer. Well, that's her signal for me to go in the other room.
Yep, well, that's why I left. How many times did I leave today?
Okay, that's true, because we're getting close to back to school here.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys know this, and Andy knows this, and Owen knows this, and Kayla, you may at some point here that I will be forced to leave the room during breaks as I get my kids in line, because it's been a long summer, and they will be out of line about getting ready to go to school. So I have to yell at them and... make sure that they're lined up. Which, did you see, by the way, I had a, I'll tell a story, what the hell. I had a former high school classmate not thrilled with me and my parenting tactics.
Excuse
had somebody
me.
Very critical of me for, I went in the house on Friday.
You yanked the TVs.
And there were trash cans still out in the driveway. Mm-hmm. There was a full bag of garbage in my garage, which you know I find abhorrent. I went inside. There's two bowls of milk from cereal earlier just sitting on the counter.
Marinating.
House is a mess. Yeah, they're marinating. And I just went upstairs, dropped my keys on my dresser, went right into my brother's room. My son's room. Walked into Eli's room. They're not on the wall. Unplugged the TV and yanked it right out of there and walked back to my room. Went and got the other one from Eli's or Jonah's. Walked into my room with it.
Yep.
And then by the time I got into Axel's room, which he was still sleeping, it was like noon. That already upset me. When I walked into Axel's room, Eli runs in and goes, "Axel, wake up! Daddy's taking the TVs!" And I grabbed his and walked out. And she said, they will find it traumatic.
No, come
and
on.
And I said, of all the things I've ever done,
here's a problem.
If they find that traumatic, well.
That's what I mean, Kenny. I mean, you could look at that like a psychologist could look at everything you do to your kids and say, they're going to be living with that one forever.
But bad
dad. That's going to be wrapped around their neck for years. It's like, so I can't do anything? There's nothing I'm allowed to do?
Guess what they did, though? Axel woke his dead ass up, and they all went and put on outfits, and they went and did what they were supposed to do, and then I gave them their TVs back.
I mean, me and you have talked about this constantly.
Back in my day, my dad used to just whip my ass. That's what he used to do. I can't do that. I won't do that. They'll call the cops on me if I do that. I can't do that, so now I have to play mind games. So it's either that, or I learned what it was, or I got to play mind games with my sons. That's it. I'm sorry. My parenting book I read from Joan Crawford, guys. That's what I got. No one in the room got that joke.
The wire hangers? I know all about it.
I read Joan Crawford and I read Gary Crosby's book. That's as far as I got with the parenting guides.
Look, there was discipline in the home, and that's what matters.
Yeah. Yeah. I took their VR. You get it back when you do it. I want to see something, which it's not to prove to me or to have conversation. Jordan Love's going to play on Saturday.
I know. No Watson, but we're getting Jordan Love.
Jordan Love's not coming off a shoulder surgery here. I want to see Deshaun Watson play in the preseason. I want Deshaun Watson to play in the preseason, not for any proven points conversation with listeners or anything like that. I just think he might need a little bit of seasoning and timing. Is it so bad for him and Jerry Jeudy to get on the same page in preseason? It's not going to matter. If he goes out there and he throws four picks, well, people are going to make a big deal of it. If he throws four picks, for crying out loud, he shouldn't be out there that long to begin with. But I think he needs some timing. And I'd like to see him get a little bit of seasoning, getting ready for this season again. Because it's notorious, and Nathan Zagura will tell you this, he doesn't start out seasons very well. And so if he gets a little bit of time with some guys and in live moments here when we're going live and playing in a preseason game, I think I'd appreciate that. And maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. I know it's very scary to play a guy like that in the preseason.
Do you think?
But I don't think they coach the injuries.
Are there Browns fans that might not have watched because Watson's out, but now because Jordan Love is playing, it adds a little bit of zest to it?
Maybe. I would like to see how Jordan Love looks against our defense. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Going through the changes of life myself. I would like to see how Jordan Love looks against our defense, but I know it's going to be base. So Jordan Love, with the contract he just signed, should he or should he not just go right down the field and score? But I'm not gonna hold him to some weird standard based on this game. Now, I know what Nick said yesterday, and Owen's not here to throw it in my face. No offense to you, Kayla. I'll play it tomorrow because there is something I guess I have to defend Nick on, which I didn't want to, but I'm going to have to do it tomorrow, where he talked about winning the game on Saturday. And immediately Keith wanted to rabble-rouse and get after me, but I'll save that for everybody tomorrow. But I do think if I were the coach, I'd ask him, going to play. All right, if you don't, why don't, not a manliness of, why don't you want to go in there and play? Why does it not benefit you to play? Why does it not benefit us to play? I'd ask that to him. I'd ask that to my staff. And figure it out, because I think some seasoning might be good for him. He wanted to play in the preseason a couple years ago. I'd like to see what he can do now. But I also know that he's coming back off a shoulder injury. And while he's thrown some pretty big passes, I still don't know how far along he is in the process.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.